If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 129 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 2, Hate Zero. What's up, man?
What's going on? And what up, NPC fam? It is your boy, Hate Zero, your hero.
Player 3, Kirby Geek, aka Melz. How are you?
All good.
I'm so glad to hear it. So glad to hear it. All right, guys, that music you just heard was from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. Remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. And if you want to be able to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. Pick up something like Ready Player One or Armada. That's audibletrial.com/NPC. If you want to get yourself a gaming chair, the one I sit in, you can pick your color. I sit in blue. Go to n64josh.com/opseat. Save $10 at checkout. That's n64josh.com/opseat. I tried to listen to their podcast that I was interviewed. It's not working. The iTunes feed doesn't play my episode. So if you want to hear it, look up opseat on YouTube. You can watch it. But there's a few audio issues with Discord. So, but I had a ton of fun with that. So if you want to get to know a little bit more of what's going on inside my head and with all this stuff I do, go watch that. It was pretty fun. Look up OPC on YouTube. Let's get to the announcements. I think we need to get to the announcements.
Hey, listen.
We do this show live on twitch.tv/n64josh, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Tuesday and Thursday. Guys, if you want to watch me stream live every morning, starts at 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am doing a new YouTube series. Each day I am putting out a vlog of some kind, just random topics, whatever I feel like talking about. It's going to be on youtube.com/n64josh. And we still have First Look Fridays happening at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This week, we're going to be looking at Capcom's Beat 'Em Up Collection. Oh, man, it's going to be I'm probably going to play it beforehand. I don't think I can not play it. So with that, let's get to our reviews and impressions. Hey, what you been playing, man?
All NBA 2K all the time. But I did play the Mega Man 11 demo. It's 11, right?
Yep. What'd you think?
42. It's quite possibly the hardest game in the history of games. If you're into that kind of thing, good for you. But this is going to be a hard pass for me because there's no way I'll ever, ever, ever beat it.
Even on easy mode? There's a little easy mode.
I don't. Yeah, there is no easy mode in life. So it's either you do something or you don't do something. I'm going to opt for not do something.
Or
I didn't try easy mode.
There is. You're still bad at easy mode.
Is it still hard on easy mode?
not for most of us.
Not for really. I mean, you can try it. You know, try it.
I will not try it. That's never going to happen.
And then next week you can tell it.
It's already been deleted. That. He has already deleted it. Melz, how about you? You been playing much?
I've been playing the Xenoblade DLC, and I've been playing Crossing Souls, this little indie game, like a very 80-ish kind of storyline. It's about these group of kids. They find like this little pink triangle thing, and it lets them see ghosts and stuff. So they're on this adventure. You know, the man's trying to capture them and stuff. You can switch between couches and stuff. Uh-oh. It was a lot different than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be more like a happier, uplifting rather than depressing.
I see.
That's always good. That's what you want.
Yeah, totally. And like each character has their own special ability, and you switch to them like throughout the game, and it actually switches pretty fast. So you know, you don't get holed up or anything. So I've been playing that, but I did finish it, and I didn't have any problems until like the last chapter, like the second to last boss. The frame rate just like crushed and stopped. I actually had to do a hard reset.
Oh no.
And actually beat it. Because otherwise, it just started look like it was, like, flickering. Like, I couldn't move, you know. I was like, okay. I looked up online, too. And it was like, nope, that's not how the boss was supposed to be. Because I was on the thing for, like, an hour. I was like, it's not this hard. It can't be this hard. And then, sure enough, as soon as I reset the thing, beat it in one go.
Gotcha.
And then, and then the ending. Oh, my gosh, the ending. I was just messed up.
Oh, wow.
That's it. You're just going to leave us. Oh, my gosh. The ending? Like, really?
Yeah. You got to play it.
What was the name again?
Crossing Souls. If you bought any of the Devolver Digital stuff, it should be like $12.
Okay. All right. Wow.
So if you like the 80s and depressing stuff, that's your game.
Oh, you just described my life.
Depressing, yeah.
Because it's like a very Stranger Things kind of vibe. Because they do like little hijinks. And then, because at the start of the game, it's like the movie Stand By Me, where they find like that dead body. That's where they found the little triangle thing where they can see the ghost.
I'll put this on the list of things I didn't need to buy today.
Get to cut into that Gradius, son. And then you spent 12 hours with Torna, the Golden Country.
Yeah, about 12. It's really like 11.
I was going to say, is it 11 because you lost an hour?
Yeah, I lost an hour.
Oh, so sad. What do you think? Are you loving it?
I am. It's just, if you're someone who hasn't played the base game, I would not play this one first.
Oh.
Because this is the thing. The actual gameplay mechanics, they're introduced a lot better in the little expansion. But it ruins, like, the entirety of the story, the mainline game.
Oh.
So it's like, do you want to waste, you know, all that story, like all the twists and turns on the expansion and ruin your 60-hour, like, adventure kind of thing? And I'm like, like, if you don't care about the story, then yeah, go for it. But
Okay, well, good to know, because I had a few people ask me, like, should I play? And because I assumed, or I mean, not because I assumed, we know it's a prequel. I was like, yeah, just play that one first. But
because, like, it is a prequel and you should be able to play it first. It's just how the story is unfolding in this prequel. It expects you to know certain things. And, you know, you're not going to catch that on your first go.
Gotcha. Wow. Even Nightcrawler in the chat pointed out, he said it seemed weird that Nintendo was like, it's a great spot for newcomers to jump into the franchise. And then he says it's not.
It is from like a gameplay perspective, because it's very, very simple. Because I'm at the part where I just got the chain attacks. And you know how the orbs in the original game, they're a lot harder to make. They just kind of hand you out the orbs in this one.
Oh, I see.
And all the blades and stuff, like all the people with blades, pretty much give you like all the elements, so you don't have to go around and collect them or swap out.
Okay. Yeah, I spent I've only spent about 30 minutes with it, but right off the bat it actually had a fresh feeling to it. Like, it still felt like Xenoblade Chronicles, but it didn't feel like this is just an expansion, right? Like it felt like, oh, I'm diving into a whole new story here. I'm really excited to jump into more. Like, it felt good and it looked good. You know, the voice acting is still good. I'm liking it. But again, I've only had just a short amount of time with it. Part of me stopped. I'm like, okay, because I was streaming for the first look, and then I'm like, I watched like most of the people dip out because they're like, I don't want spoilers. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait till people get ahead, and then I'll be able to play this game on stream and we'll go all the way through it. But I want to give everybody a chance to kind of get ahead of me, and then it won't, nobody will be like, no, 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 I can't see that. So that's the idea. But everything I played so far, it was nice to jump back into the world. Really, really liked it. I played another fighting game, Blade Strangers. And we actually went back to it on Sunday night via Destinot's request. So we jumped back in and unlocked all the characters, got Shovel Knight, Isaac from Binding of Isaac, Gunvolt, and just it's a pretty solid fighting game. Like, it has a Marvel versus Capcom 2 vibe to it, the way it feels, kind of some of the gameplay elements, the way it looks. And overall, I'm glad I picked it up. If you're a collector, though, I found this out from Joe after work. There's three different covers available for that game with three different keychains on the inside. So, you know, be on the lookout if you're a collector. Lastly, I picked up Surgeon Simulator. And
ooh, boy. That was my favorite this week.
Actually had the Twitter account for Surgeon Simulator retweeted or like quoted the tweet that said I was playing Surgeon Simulator. So, you know, that's always good. It's always good. Get a little more eyes and on the content. But we laughed hard. That's what their tweet mentioned. They're like, yeah, there's a lot of laughing with this. So it's one of those games. I'm like, people are like, should I buy this? And I'm like, I don't know how to answer that. You like, we laughed a ton. I could see it like a party. This being fun. Is this the kind of game you're going to sit down and just like, you know, I'm going to do a heart transplant, 'cause that sounds like what I want to do right now, you know? And then literally just scrape the needle of a syringe across the guy's face. Like, that's kind of how it went down. So, you know, maybe if there's like, maybe I'll bring the wife in. We'll do a stream where she's the left hand and I'm the right hand or something.
Yeah. It's like performing surgery if both of your arms are numb. Yeah. And you're trying to do it anyways.
That's
well, I mean, his arm was like half the stream. If he just kept stabbing himself, you know.
I kept stabbing myself with the needle so that the screen would get all fuzzy. So, yeah, it's a good time. Good time. But that's going to do it for reviews and impressions. Let's get to the news. We're going to break down the Direct game by game. All right. So the Nintendo Direct dropped last Thursday. I kind of just did a brief overview of it on last week's episode. We're going to kind of just go through this thing and just kind of get some opinions, things like that. This is I feel like there was more here, and this may have been a better showing than E3 was. Mm-hmm. So it started off strong. I know Eric was smiling when this thing started off, because we started with Luigi's Mansion 3 for the Nintendo Switch coming 2019. Take it away, Eric.
The clouds opened up. You heard angels singing, babies laughing. There were birds chirping. And then Luigi shows up at his scary dark mansion. It was fantastic. The game is a much needed addition. Luigi's Mansion, such a underrated, awesome series. I'm so happy they finally have announced it. I think we all kind of suspected it was happening, but to get the confirmation that it's happening, and 2019, which is sooner than I anticipated, and I believe, was that one early 2019, or did it just say 2019?
Just said 2019.
Okay. Which I'm stoked for. I would suspect it's going to be in the first half of 2019. Obviously, I'm basing that completely off of nothing. But I don't know if they would put that in a direct right now if it was, you know, next Christmas. So
my gut feeling is October.
Yeah, it has to be October.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, next year is going to be huge. Obviously, we're going to get to why, but there's still stuff Yeah, it's just Nintendo's back, baby. Nintendo's back.
Too much stuff. Melz, what did you think? I mean, are you a fan of the Luigi's Mansion series?
Oh, yeah, totally. I was watching it with a buddy of mine, and at first we were like, this is kind of a too HD of a trailer for, you know, the remake. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Then we saw, like, the new vacuum. We were like, oh, three.
Yeah.
Starting off with three.
Yeah, I mean...
And, it's just, like, I'm a little bit concerned for one little teeny little thing. They didn't really, because the ghost they showed looked like the ghost from the second game. Which is, yeah, they were okay. It's just I didn't like those as much as the one in the first one. Because the one in the first game, there's like those painting ghosts, where they're like especially ghosts. You know, you could do certain things, you can improve your score to get a better frame. So I'm hoping those make it into third, because I really miss them in the second. But otherwise, yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to see the HD rumble for this, because that should be good.
Yeah, that will be a really fun addition to the series.
And the Amiibo that are good, or the Labo that we will see integrated in.
That could be really cool, too. But you got me excited when you said Amiibo.
I excited myself when I said Amiibo. So
it's gonna glow in the dark, whatever it is.
Oh yeah,
that will be A-OK.
Yeah, just like the. Oh, maybe we'll get his little ghost dog. You know, ooh.
Oh, totally. Ooh. You know, like that little Nintendo statue, that Club Nintendo statue, like just a mini version of that. You
there
know?
You go. I like it. I like it. Well, we're gonna get to your guys' favorite topic, the 3DS. Actually, I'm gonna kind of just breeze over this real quick. So we had, and you can stop me if you guys have anything you want to say about it, but Kirby's Epic Yarn coming 2019, Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story plus Bowser Jr.'s Journey coming January 11th, 2019, Luigi's Mansion Original coming October 12th. And it has two player mode. Did that pique your guys' interest at all? And does that mean we're going to see two player mode in the third one?
I'm hoping that, like a little ghost thing, like maybe even four players, you know?
Yeah, I think there's potential for that there. I every single one of these you talk about, I just wish they were coming to the Switch instead, but.
I get it. Yo-Kai Watch. Say, go ahead, Mel.
I will say I am glad they just ports the not totally new games, because I already played all these, so I'm good.
Right. Right. She does not want to have to pull her DS back out. She's like, I'm retiring that thing. It is retired.
Hey, he's an old man. he has to get some time off.
I get it. Yo-Kai Watch, Blasters, Red Cat Corp, White Dog Squad, or Core, available now with Moon Rabbit Crew coming September 27th, 2018. I don't even know what I just read. I literally have no idea. Is this a port, Mel?
No, it's a spinoff of Yo-Kai Watch.
It's just a brand new game you don't care about?
I do care about it. Not enough to drag it out. If it was three, I would get three.
I see. Okay. All right. Hey, is it going to have you buying a DS to play Yo-Kai Watch?
I'm very tempted. We'll see. You know, the jury's still out. We'll see.
So I know this is for Mel's here. Splatoon 2 version 4.0. 10 or 100 times battle XP boost.
Yeah, hold on. Can we talk about that? Can we pause there for a second?
Yeah, please.
I was really intrigued for a second because I thought the 100 times battle meant they're doing some sort of battle royale. I'm like, oh my goodness. Obviously that's not the case, but you know, thanks for phrasing that in a way that got me excited for Splatoon 2, Nintendo. Good job.
Yeah. So we got new sub weapons specials. They're already out. The Kenza Collection number 1. Splatfest changes. 4.1 to drop.
This is good stuff.
This is the good stuff. Okay. Sometime early October with Kenza Collection number 2. New sub, special weapon, and new stage. Okay.
Last stage.
The last stage. There's no more after this.
The last stage.
Oh, okay.
It's actually new too.
Oh, that's good.
Remake.
That's good. Glad to hear that. New modes, Splatfest Battle Pro and Splatfest Battle Normal. Normal mode will work like regular Splatfest, where your win streak will get you matched up to other teams with a similar win streak. And Pro mode kind of almost has like a rank system to it. What can you break this down for us, Mel, a little bit?
No, that's pretty much the gist of it. It's just the major change everybody's going to care about for this Splatfest thing is, you know how you had to have a full team?
Yeah.
To actually play with your friends? Yeah, they got rid of that.
Oh, so it's like
it's like Salmon Run.
Like Salmon Run. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
I know my group, there's always this one guy. He either picks the opposite side just to be a jokester, or he just magically has a life that exact morning we play.
Good.
But now we don't have to wait for him. We can just jump on and play some squids, as we call it.
There you go. So what is this going to mean for the way Splatfest is broken down? As far as like the popular vote, the wins, and that kind of stuff, are they just going to tally the two of these things together?
I still think it's three. I think the little the pro mode is its own special thing.
Okay. Because I was wondering if it would possibly be up to five, because it would still be uneven if the pro has two and normal has two, and then you have the popular vote overall.
I think it's just pro, and I don't think there's two for each. I think there's just pro section and then the normal section.
I see. Okay. All right. Because, the way I
mean, the first one,
that would be singles and teams. Right?
Yeah, singles and teams.
Yeah, okay. Okay. First one with paid online. Yeah, so is it going to be thin out there in the old Splatfest, or are we still going to see?
I don't know if it's going to be thin, but Marina may have some players signed because they may not have as many people dragging them down. So we may actually see her have a chance, because usually she doesn't have a chance anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, next on the list, we already talked about it, was Mega Man 11. Here we go. Mario Tennis Aces version 2 update includes new characters Birdo, Shy Guy, Paratrooper, and Petey Piranha, who doesn't use a racket, just uses his hand. What happens if he gets hit with a special shot?
He loses
shot?
A leaf, man. Yeah, that's it.
He loses a leaf?
Yes, he has to use the other leaf, just has to become right-handed or left-handed. That's it,
Yeah, basically he does. Pretty excited to see that they're supporting this game. They haven't given up on it. New co-op game mode coming tomorrow, September 19th. So keep it going. Let's keep adding to the game. Keep making it better. Curious on what kind of changes are going to be to the characters, if any. If anybody's going to see any kind of a nerf or a buff or anything like that. I will say the game feels more balanced. We've been playing it periodically. Mel's been beating me. It's been fun. But that's coming tomorrow, so you can check that out. Capcom Beat 'Em Up Bundle. Oh my gosh, this got me so excited when I saw this. Final Fight, King of Dragons, Captain Commando, Knights of the Round, Warriors of Fate, and first time console releases Armored Warriors and Battle Circuit. It's already out. I have it on my Switch. I'm ready to go. It's got online. So hyped. Who? Anybody else in this call excited for this game and can't wait to play it with me?
I obviously played Final Fight growing up, and I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this one, I guess is the best way to put it. I don't know.
Okay.
Sell me on it.
I mean, it's got Guy and Cody and Hagar and Andre the Giant all in Final Fight. That's just Final Fight alone. I mean, it's got online. It's from Capcom. It's another.
Josh.
It's That's never a selling point.
That's your selling point.
No, for me, I've mentioned it. Like, I just love how many classic arcade games, and that they're the actual ROMs. I'm assuming it's the same for this game, that it's not, these aren't ports from, you know, from the SNES or things like that. These are the actual arcade games. Well, the SNES game of Final Fight was only one player with only two players to choose from. So,
yeah,
I like Destin. I was like, it's literally one game with various skins.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically reality, but, that's fun.
It is. I mean, if it wasn't for nostalgia, if it was not for nostalgia, I don't think I would be as hyped about,
as I am. Guess ahead.
So much snark. Well, moving right along, hopefully we can find something she likes here. New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe coming January 11th, 2019. And we finally, we're getting something we never knew we wanted. Peachette.
Yeah.
Right? No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
It's okay. Peachette, yeah. No, actually, I want baby pink gold Peachette. That's what I want. I want her to be in Mario Kart.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I know, your favorite game. There you go,
yeah,
Josh.
Yeah, there we go. There we
New
go.
New content.
Yeah, that's what I've been wanting. Just give us that.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Watch.
The game has the Super Mario U. It has Super Luigi U. And then Nabbit has been added to both games. And Toadette, who then can turn into Peachette. I'm assuming I don't remember if it was just from a mushroom or if it was a special.
It was like a crowned mushroom.
Crown mushroom. Okay. So.
And it's only her. So.
Right.
She can only be Peachette.
Yeah. I mean, Eric, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, we kind of had a feeling it was coming. I think we thought it was coming earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this was suspected for a while. I think it's great. The new Super Mario Bros. U were amazing. Or the, you know, I didn't play Luigi. I only played the original before I got rid of my Wii U. So I'm definitely going to purchase it day one just for the Luigi alone. Yeah, I think it's very good. It's a great game. If you've never played it, it definitely deserves to be played. And this is going to be the definitive way to play that, you know, with everything and the new content. And if you have played it, you know, sometimes it's just fun to do some side scrolling Mario.
Absolutely. Mels, where are you at on this one?
I mean, it's a good bundle to have both. It's just for someone like me who played through this like multiple times, I was ready for it.
Say that again. You were ready for what? Discord made you cut out. Or it made her cut out altogether.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I think it'll be really good.
Yeah. Hopefully she comes back.
Yeah, like...
There she is.
There we go.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
We do the show live Tuesday nights.
We do it live. So you're back. You said you'd already played it and then it went.
Okay. So I'm not looking to buy this one again.
Okay.
Okay.
I did enjoy it. It's just, I can't do the 64 again. And I'm just really concerned about this Peachette stuff because, like, does she know they can turn into her? Like, is it only Toadette? Or is it just all girl toads? And if she knows this, does she just put these mushrooms out of their place so they can't, you know, get to them, so they can't overpower and take over? Like, what's going on here? And then my other concern is, why did the blue toad get kicked out and not the yellow toad? Like, why is the yellow allowed to be in the game still? The blue one's better.
Maybe they arm wrestled for it.
I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like seeing the yellow on the box. No, it should have been the blue one.
Okay. What if they add online? Will you come back?
Oh yeah, totally.
Okay.
Huh? There's nothing wrong with this game. It's just it got panned, but just how it looks because it's in the new Super style. But it is the best of the new Super series.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I was chatting with some people on Twitter and stuff, and it's like this game needed to come out before Maker. you know. Oh, Nightcrawler said Blue is busy reffing tennis matches, which is true.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is true.
Okay.
But this, if this game had come out after Maker, I don't think it would have done as well. Because you have a very, very similar game, right?
That makes sense. Yeah, and, you know, with this one coming out early 2019, I still see potential for Maker being late 2019. I think that's completely within the realm of possibility.
We're going to go on a little tangent here real quick. Speaking of Maker, speaking of this game, you already said it. I've been thinking it. New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe should have online. Yeah. Like if they're talking so much about this service, right? Like we've all been talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. They need to be like, every game that comes out that has the potential for online needs to have it. Games need to get updated and have it added to it. Kirby, you know, this game that we're talking about, Maker, put 4-player in Maker. I mean, why not? At least put 2-player.
Yeah.
I mean, it just adds so much more to that game when you have a group of people able to play it. You know, there's a few things like that that really would make Maker feel like Maker 2 versus just Maker Deluxe, right? 4-player multiplayer, the ability to slide down hills, and just Nintendo, please, from what I know from that community, please support that game when it finally comes out better than you did the first one. Please. So, I don't know what I mean. Do you guys agree? Do you think we should? I mean, you buy a game on Xbox unless you know you're buying a single player game. Almost every game's going to have online, right?
Yeah. For the most part, I mean, there's very few couch co-op games on PS4 and Xbox. That's one thing that does make Nintendo Nintendo is the couch co-op, but for them to be pushing a paid online service, there needs to be a ton of games that you can play in the online service, right? I mean, it has to be worth its value. And I think that would be enough for the people who are like, I don't want more Wii U titles boxed in a Switch box. Like, I'm done playing Wii U games on my Switch. You know, for the people who are done with ports, this is how you fix it and make them want to buy a game again. Destin on the chat says this is a Japanese dev. It's not about what the players want. I think that was true 20 years ago. I think that was true 10 years ago. But I think developers now realize that you kind of have to cater to your audience or you won't have an audience. The days of take it or leave it are slowly going away. Or rapidly going away.
Yeah, that was when they could stand and do that. They don't stand a chance to do that now. Mm-mm. Mels, what do you think about adding online to some of these games? Oh, we might have lost her again. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, I guess hopefully we'll get to hear from her again. Who knows what's going on? Her technical difficulties, apparently. So she's still on the call. We'll hear her at some point. I know we will.
Yeah. It is.
Next up, Katamari.
Yes.
Reroll. You looking forward to this one? You played it before?
I did. Surprisingly, because this is not a game you would think I would like, based on what people know about me. I love Katamari. It's a ton of fun. It's very simple. But, you know, you're pushing around this ball of stuff that you pick up as you go. And, you know, you have to be a certain size ball to be able to pick up other bigger items. And you keep growing. And it is a ton of fun. Ton of fun.
We've completely lost Mel from the call now. We have no idea what's happened. But, yeah. It looks It looks like a stellar title. I've played very, very little of it. I think I played it on a demo disc on a PS2. That's it.
Yeah, probably.
You know, but I know I hear a lot of people get very, very excited for this one. And so I'd like to finally get to give it a go.
There is something oddly satisfying about running around with your little guy and picking up stuff. So, I mean, it starts off, you start off really with small items, like you're picking up like trains and trucks and little, not real trains and trucks, but like little toy trains and trucks. And eventually you move up to picking up tables and chairs and yeah, a blast. And Mels is back.
You're back, Mels. Yeah.
I don't know what's tonight. Just something tonight.
Yeah, we missed you. We missed you. Are you excited about Katamari?
Oh, that was my favorite game out of the whole thing.
No.
Yes. Yes, that was my favorite. Because I played the heck out of those. It's just I never owned an actual copy. Like, it's own one now. And I can't wait to take off those stupid Joy-Cons and do the HD rumble thing like that. I'm going to, like, that's the first thing I'm going to do. I can't wait for that.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, we got more details about Nintendo Switch Online. We're going to get to that after this. We have the patch notes that we can look at. Pokemon, Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, coming November 16th, 2018. We got new Switch bundles, which we already talked about.
We did.
I know there's been more news about these games. Some people are really excited still. Some people are just like, I don't want to play this.
Yeah, that's pretty the gist of it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of excited to hold that little stupid Pokeball Plus. So.
No, we know. You wouldn't be throwing that on stream. We know that.
I'm going to get three of them and just juggle, you know? Like,
that's expensive juggling.
Well, it's how you level them up, right? It's like fake walking. Like, I'm just going to juggle to level them up.
There you go.
All right. Diablo 3 Eternal Collection coming November 2nd, 2018. Again, we've talked about this game kind of at length. It's a pickup for you, right?
Yep, I will definitely pick it up. The timing of it's probably pretty good because I'm not going to be picking up the Pokemon, so November might be clear for me. We'll see.
Okay. When's Red Dead?
October, I believe.
Okay.
I believe it's October.
He should be good.
Mel, how about you? Is this a pickup for you?
Probably not as of right now. Okay. I might. I don't know. I need to look at it some more because I have nothing for November. So that's why it opened for me.
I see. Okay. And then we got Super Mario Party coming October 5th. New character specific dice. Solo mode with specific challenges for mini games. And classic board game style makes its comeback.
Nice.
So all of those are good things. We see the online has just the mini games, which is still kind of the, that's a bummer for you, right, Eric?
Oh, for sure. I mean, isn't that a bummer for everyone? Like the charm is definitely playing this with people, you know, having fun, having a party. It's Mario Party. But I think there's a lot of fun in, you know, the three of us jumping in and going online and just playing, you know, so it's a little unfortunate, but you know, it might be okay. Might be all right.
All right. Mels, this one's a hard pass for you, right? Mario Party. Yep. So many technical difficulties. At least you made it back to the call. I don't know what's happening, unfortunately. So next up, Town, a new game from Game Freak. What'd you think of this?
It looks interesting. It all takes place in one town. I don't know when it's coming in 2019. Did it say early, late, middle?
I think it was another one that's just 2019.
I have to suspect it's early, so it doesn't have to compete with Pokemon. I mean, I know they're different, but they're not, you know, they're going to have the same fan base. So you can't compete with Pokemon. I'll look more into it, but I like the Pokemon series as an RPG. You know, I think they're very good basic vanilla RPGs at their core, and they're fun to play. You know, the exploration's good. So yeah, I'm hopeful. What did you think?
It was kind of one of those surprising titles. I've actually gone back and watched it a couple times, because I was just kind of like, what what is this?
Yeah. And
I still, of course, have no clue. I have no clue what it is. But
Mel's was pretty excited for Town.
Oh yeah, I actually was. Because I like the little Game Freak side projects. I always get really into them. Like the last one they did was Pocket Car Jockey. Oh my! Like I wasted like so many hours on that, like 200 hours. It's like this little solitaire game, but it's mixed in with horse racing. So you get to pick your horses and you get to train them up and stuff. And they retire too, so you can't use the same horse over and over.
Really?
After a certain period of time, you have to trade them out and sell them off and stuff. It's really fun.
Interesting.
The last 3DS game I really got into, but see, it's stuff like that that I really like from Game Freak. These little side projects, like this Town game, is probably not going to be like this 20-hour adventure. It's probably going to be something smaller, so like an eShop only kind of deal.
Gotcha. Because I'm wondering, like, when they announced it, how many people were like, "Why aren't they working on Pokemon?" You know,
they do these side projects every so often.
They're not allowed to have side projects until Pokemon's complete. No, it looks interesting. I think that will probably be a pickup for me, unless more comes out and it just completely changes my mind, which I don't see how. I think that's going to be a pickup for me.
I'll probably get it.
I gotcha. Did any of you guys pick up City Skylines, Nintendo Switch Edition?
No.
I mean, I can't even decorate my house in Animal Crossing. I'm gonna build a whole city.
That game looks awesome. Hey, let me give it credit. I loved SimCity when I was growing up. I loved Roller Coaster Tycoon. The building out your own something was always really appealing. There was like an ant simulator game that I played a lot of. That was that was fun. I forget, it might have been called Ants. I don't know. So this game looks cool. You can do a ton of stuff, but I don't know if a controller is how I want to do that kind of stuff. I don't know if it's going to give me... Yeah, Simant, that's not... Thank you. Loved that game as well. I don't know that this is going to give me the control without frustrating me. So that's a huge concern for me.
Yeah, it... When I saw it, it looked cool. Mm-hmm. But then... kind of the price too. I'm like, how much? I couldn't see myself putting enough time into it for that, for the $40 price tag. Like, I didn't see it happening. But I'd be willing to bet there's some people out there that love it. I want to check out some YouTube videos and stuff and see, kind of see more what it's about. So
yeah, I'm hoping, and I don't know. I think SimCity later on had a ability to kind of drop in on a already built town or city that you can then extend. I always ended up ruining them all with natural disasters or making, you know, bridges that
collapse.
You know, that's where the fun is in the game.
I see.
So I'm hoping, you know, if this game can do that, where you jump in on a pre-built city and you can modify it and just rain destruction, that could be a lot of fun.
I'm pretty sure it has the natural disaster thing.
That's a big selling point.
Now he's sold.
That's the big selling point. Just destroying a lot of people. Yeah. Like, not like building their houses.
Come on. You're going to try to sit there. You're going to sit there and tell me on Roller Coaster Tycoon, you didn't make a roller coaster that just launches itself onto like a carousel.
No, I didn't make any.
Onto a carousel, I don't like any. You monster.
At some point, the other thing I would do is I would get my park as possible, then I would cut off all exits so people couldn't leave. And everyone's bubble above their head is, I'm looking for the X. And it's like, good luck. You're going to be looking forever.
Yeah. Is it like your own Hunger Games style? Like, did you just want them to start killing each other off, you know, yeah, kind of thing?
Yeah, and I charged them to use the bathrooms. That was my favorite part. I can tell you right now, people will not pay a dollar to use the bathrooms. They will just start going outside. So you have to keep it under a dollar, just so you know.
You need to figure out how to stream this, dude.
That's what I'm saying. That could be a ton of fun.
All right. Well, Daemon X Machina coming 2019. I am so excited for this one. Like, very, very excited. I've talked about it at length. I can't wait. And the fact that we saw 4-player co-op against bosses and things like that, like, this game, I mean, the last thing I need to see is like some PvP, and I'm gonna like just be like way, way into it. So, Eric, where are you at on this one?
It looks really cool. I've never played it. So yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'm intrigued.
It's not quite the Mech Assault we used to play. It's a little different.
It's very fast paced, which is cool. You know, because Mech Assault was very slow, which was also fine. You know, they're very different. So this one, you feel more like a cyborg ninja, or that's the impression I got from it, which is awesome. Who doesn't want to be a cyborg ninja from time to time?
Right, right. Lots of customization too. Nightcrawler says day one for him. Kirby, where are you at on this one?
This is also day one for me.
Nice. All right.
Because I already got a squad. Like, we're ready to go.
There you go. Because
we can't wait to tear off people's limbs and stuff, you know, put it on your mech, you know, those tanks, and, you know, can't wait for that stuff. I was actually thinking about this the other day with, like, Super Nintendo. We were talking about it. We were like, they should make amiibo of these little mechs and have them, like, detachable and stuff. So you can just customize your stuff, like the Lego Bionics or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. I think the nerds would love that.
Yeah, Josh wouldn't like it, though.
No, he wouldn't like it.
This sounds like Starlink stuff.
Could do that. It'd be kind of cool, though.
That'd be cool. I can't wait. We don't have the exact date, though. All we know is 2019 so far. And I mean, you know what, guys? Take your time on that one. Get it the way it needs to be. Yoshi's Crafted World coming spring 2019. This had the Castlevania Symphony of the Night effect going on here. Like, let's just flip levels upside down and play them. Okay. You know. Okay. This is definitely a day one for me. I have in this house, there's quite a few people that like the Yoshi games. So it's definitely a pickup. Where are you guys at? Mels, where are you at on this one?
Okay. Before this little showing of it, I thought, I could probably pass on this. This doesn't look as interesting. You know, it's kind of too close to Woolly World. You know, it's just like Felt instead of Yawn. I don't know about this. But then they showed off that little section with the ship. And they just kept shooting those cannons at each other. I was like, okay, that's it. That little section sold it for me. It's like that, and like right after the dinosaur skeleton thing chasing you. I was like, yeah, this is actually looking pretty good. And him in the little clownfish, little box cart thing, love that. Because before, it looked kind of empty in certain areas. So, well, yeah, you can flip behind, you can flip back, you can go backwards. But I was like, at that point, I was like, I don't even want to go forward because it doesn't look interesting. But I think the extra time they spent on this actually really, really helped it. Because now it actually looks like something I want to play. And I'm going to keep my little 20% off pre-order on Amazon for it. So that's good for them.
There you go. There you go. I mean, it's good they took this game back and canceled or, delayed it. Everybody was really shocked at E3 that we weren't seeing, especially since we saw so much gameplay. But I think you hit the nail on the head, Mel. I think the game just kind of looked a little thin, and you know, they have, Nintendo has that luxury now of going, hey, we don't have to push so much stuff out so fast. And this is good because I think we're going to get a quality game because of it, and not something that, like, well, I guess we're just going to, because the 3DS version of like Yoshi's, what is it? Yoshi's, what's the name of that one that came out? Like, is it New Island or something like that? Or
Yoshi's New Island. Yeah.
Yeah. It just, it was not very well received at all. So, so that's good. Take the time, make these games awesome. Where are you at on this one, Eric?
It'll be a day one. I agree completely. It looked kind of slow and boring before, and I don't have that concern anymore. So, yeah, I agree. It'll definitely be a purchase now.
Moving along, we got a bunch of tabletop games. We can kind of just quickly go over this. Does this excite you at all, Eric?
No, I mean, I don't know. Kind of. I don't know. I don't know if it excites me. I'm not sure.
That's fine. Catan is the only one that kind of interests me. I'm excited to see if that.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah, and that's also it. That's the only one I've ever played. And I've
heard great things about Munchkin, and I've wanted to play it. I've heard nothing but hilarious things about it. So that's kind of, and then I've played Catan, so I don't know. I just don't know if I want digital tabletop games. That's the question I don't have an answer for.
I see. See, a game like Catan, I'm like, yes, please, like, build the board for me. You know, let me just not have to clean this up when I'm done.
Amazing.
So, well, here's the, I have a gift with Catan. I usually win. And so I'm like, I don't have to clean it up.
Okay.
So, all right. Civilization coming November 16th, 2018. This one was supposed to be a surprise, I think, but then it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't. Is this, Mel's, is this a pickup for you?
I might actually try it out because I never actually played any of them. And I want to see if Gandhi bombs me or not. So, that could be fun.
Okay. All right. Eric?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. Civ was my least favorite of this genre in the first place. So, no. If this were Command and Conquer or Warcraft, and I know those are real-time, and that's the difference. This is turn-based. Those are real-time. Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, good that it's coming, but no, thank you.
All right. This one excited me. Starlink, Battle for Atlas, October 16th. Star Fox exclusive missions. We saw the entire team pretty hyped for this one. Mels, where
you
at?
You're not going to mention Wolf? You saw Wolf too.
Oh, and Wolf. That's right. That's right.
How didn't you get him?
It's not in my notes.
Not in your notes. That was like the major tease of the whole thing. But it's not in my notes. Because everybody's like, where's Wolf? Where's Wolf? And then they show Wolf.
They did. Mm-hmm. Which is great. The gameplay looks absolutely stellar. Like, the more I see this game, the more I'm like, why isn't this just an entirely a Star Fox game?
Well, who's making Starlink?
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft would make a better Star Fox game than Nintendo at this point, so let's just let that happen.
I think you're right. Are you picking this one up, Eric?
Man, it was a hard pass for me for a very long time. This direct, it put it on my radar. I want to say no, but I'm very intrigued now because it looks like a very fun space shooter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe now. Maybe.
Mels, where are you at with Starlink? If you're here. She's here in spirit, I think. So many technical difficulties tonight. Gotta love the internet.
It's one of those days. One of those days.
Hey, you know what? It just is. It is.
Yeah.
So, okay, it looks stellar though. The game really, really looks good. They showed off what they showed off. It just sold me more. Like, I think they're doing a great job of marketing this game, at least for me. Every time I get a little more excited, a little more intrigued. So,
Yeah, I wasn't I've never cared for any of the Toys to Life games. So, man, it looks really good. It looks like it very well could be the best of any of them made. And also, Ubisoft should have exclusive access to Nintendo's IPs because they're doing right by them.
They definitely are. They definitely are. So, Mel's last thoughts on Starlink, if you're still here. I see her mic is muted.
Yeah. Yep,
still no good. Okay. All right. Well, moving right along. The World Ends With You, Final Remix. We've talked about this game quite a bit. I'm looking forward to this one. I don't remember where you stand on it.
They made it. This is the one that they ruined the Joy-Cons. You can only play it with touchscreen or single Joy-Con, right?
Oh, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. That is just not how I want to play games. So I'm probably passing on this.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
I'll probably try it out.
Yeah. Did you play it on DS?
Yeah, I actually did. And like at the time, like I could not stand this game. But like on paper, this should have been like one of my favorite games.
Right.
It has the unorthodox controls, which I usually love. And then it has all this RPG stuff in it. And I was like, no, I don't like this game. So he's most likely going to get it. So I'm going to try it off of him. We're going to try the Joy-Con two-player thing too. See how that goes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm excited to jump back into this one. On paper, this is a game I should hate with everything inside of me. You know, so, but I don't. Our good friend Nick actually is the one that talked me into to play in this game, Eric, and I'm glad he did.
Surprising.
Yeah, I'm glad he did. So, all right, we still have so much to cover here.
I know.
We're gonna go into speed round here. We're already close to that hour mark. So, let's see. Xenoblade 2 Chronicles: Torn of the Golden Country. We talked about that. It launched on Friday. If you had the DLC, the physical version is coming out this Friday. If you want to pick that up, Warframe. Coming November 20th. I imagine this game is going to be free. Warframe's got a pretty big following. A lot of people really love it. They've really stuck with this game, and it's got a really large player base. Mm-hmm. I do know that you're starting fresh with this one. Stuff's not carrying over, you know, so I know that may be a bummer for some people that have already invested time and money. So, but I'm glad to see it's making its way to the Switch. I'm sure I'll mess with it some. Yep. Eric, you gonna play it a little bit?
Yeah, it looks really fun. I played it a little bit on PS4 when it came out, and I hear it's a completely different version of the game now. So I'm interested in going back.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the devs. I've played some of their other games that I enjoyed it. Mel's, are you gonna try Warframe if you're here? Here?
I'll try it, but I don't know if I'm gonna like that. I don't think that's gonna be my go-to.
Your cup of tea. All right. Of course, Just Dance 2019 also coming to the Wii. So you know, if you want to be able to play it on the Wii, you still can. The funny thing is, I actually have family members that still buy Just Dance games on the Wii each year. So they still sell. Team Sonic Racing, real quick thoughts, Eric, on this one.
Why?
Okay, Mel's. And we lost her again. Oh boy. Okay. All right. FIFA 19. I wish it was Madden. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Yeah, FIFA is huge. It's a huge IP, it's a big seller. Hopefully this version's better than last year's. Because I know they did a custom engine last year. Hopefully they've had some time to refine it and get it a little closer to par with the other consoles.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. They showed off more NBA 2K19. They also showed off your new favorite game, NBA 2K Playgrounds 2.
See, that was hype. You know, I called it out in the last week. I was like, yeah, that's going to be it.
It's really good.
Lego DC Super Villains, October 16th. Lego games are great, especially if you have younger kids, you know. So, and they look, they're always goofy. They're always funny. They're always good for a laugh. And then we have the Final Fantasy Collection of a Lifetime coming to a Switch near you. Melz, I want to know what you were thinking when you saw all of this stuff showing up in this direct. Is she here?
Okay,
good. She's still here.
I saw 8 games on the screen. So I was looking at them. I was like, wow, Square Enix brought us 8 games for Final Fantasy. They did not give me one single tactics game. That's like the only thing I wanted. I looked at all 4 of them. I mean, I looked at all 8 of them like twice. I was like, seriously? Not even one. I'm getting like 4 of those games. So they're doing something right. Because I'm getting Crystal Chronicles. That's day one. I have a squad. We're all hyped for that. You know, we have our classes all picked out. We're good. You know, I'm probably going to get 7 because it's 7 and it's never been on the system. I'm going to get 7. I really like 9. So I'm going to get 9. And then I might get World of Final Fantasy just to try it out.
Did you hear that excitement in her voice right there? Yeah, like I heard it. That was awesome. What about you, man? What do you think?
I'm obviously going to get 7. I'll get 9. And I'll probably get 10. I played all of those and I loved them. I do find it funny that 7's never been on Nintendo or any other console as far as I know, right? So everyone in the world wanted Final Fantasy 7 on anything other than, you know, the PlayStation original. They announce it, and the internet is full of, why didn't they give us Final Fantasy 8? You just can't win. You can't win. So, you know what? Yeah.
Nobody has 8, because they haven't done 8 yet, because there's some kind of coding issue with 8. So nobody has 8.
Fun story about 8. When I went to the store and bought it, my copy accidentally came with 2 complete playable copies of the game. One of them was on a printed normal disc. The other one was just on a blank black disc. So at the manufacturing, they accidentally double stamped every single one of mine, because I think that was a 3-discer maybe. Wow. So anyways, fun fact.
Destinos' PC has 8, just saying.
Yeah.
Of course.
Final Fantasy 7, definitely. 9, definitely. 10, probably. I liked 10 the least. I hated Blitzball. I know a lot of people love it. I did not enjoy that.
That's all I did in that game.
Ugh, gosh.
I don't even know what you just said. I literally have played 0 of these games. Like,
you will soon, though.
Okay, all right. You guys will have to direct me and guide me on the right path here. Next up, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Switch Bundle coming November 2nd. The dock has some cool graphics on it. The Joy-Cons don't, and it has a digital version of the game. Melz, what were your impressions of this when you saw it? Eric, what were your impressions of it when you saw it?
It looks very pretty. If you're waiting for Smash to get this, to get a Switch, it's a no-brainer. I mean, I think the Joy-Cons are neat, but the dock was really what it was, where it was at for me. That dock looks pretty awesome. What?
Nope.
Seriously? You don't like the dock, or you like the Joy-Cons with 2 lines on it?
I don't like either or.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's fine. I thought the dock was cool. I'm not opposed to putting graphics and vinyls on the dock. I don't want anything on my Switch.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
But, so the tablet of the Pikachu, you know, they have graphics on the back.
Right.
You don't want to see that either.
I wouldn't want that. I just want it to be clean.
Okay.
But
you don't want the dock clean.
I don't care about the dock as much for whatever reason.
So you want like all like what 10 of them just staring at you while you're losing in this game?
While you're losing. She throws that in there.
Well, that's a given. I'm going to lose at the game. So yeah, I mean, that's fine. I think it looks cool. I think the vinyl, the decals look sweet on the dock. I like it.
I didn't mind it. Here's the thing. The Joy-Cons could not be more lackluster. Like, I literally could take masking right. tape and put a line on my Joy-Cons right now, and it would look the same.
Oh, you don't want that one little tiny line under the home button?
I don't. I feel like this was the themes, the colors for this game are black and white. It was time to give us like a solid black Joy-Con and a solid white Joy-Con.
Oh, that would have been cool.
You know, that, I mean, it just really seems like missed opportunity, because I would have been all about it. If it was solid black or solid white, either way, it just would have looked cleaner. This looks like, it almost looks like a DIY project. Like, you know, like... Like, hey, I saw this on Pinterest. Let me put tape on my Joy-Cons. It's a bummer. It's a bummer. And then the other thing is, why not keep that line going on the Joy-Con grip? So at least it keeps the whole graphic going.
Because they would have to make a new Joy-Con grip. Now they can just sell you the same one they've made 16 million of.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
I guess.
I mean, you're right. That part I thought was really ridiculous. Like, why does the line break and come back? Like, that's...
Yeah, it's just an odd choice. But I mean, hey, it is a limited edition, you know, so it is, I'm glad to see we're doing it. They're doing it.
Yeah.
It's just not like, I wanted something that was like really going to tempt me to buy another Switch. And this unfortunately it's not.
Yeah.
So
no, that makes sense.
GameCube controller adapter coming November 2nd. Then we saw, this was the biggest troll of all from Nintendo. We see Isabel in the mayor's office in Animal Crossing, which I assumed this would be Mel's favorite thing from the direct, not Katamari, but here she is walking around talking about needing a break. I'm literally, so Thursday, we were in and out of the doctor with my daughter, and so we were waiting for the doctor to call. My wife and my son and I are watching on my phone in our living room, and we see Isabel, and like my wife just starts squealing. Like, she is so excited, and I'm like, babe, it's for Smash. Like, don't get excited. This is for, like, they're trolling right now. It's for Smash. Don't get excited. Like, it's for Smash. And then sure enough, it was for Smash. And she's... like, she's her own character. She's not a clone. She's rocking her fishing pole. She's in a, like, on a porch swing with balloons. I mean, pretty cool, to be honest. Like, it's pretty cool. But the funniest things I saw from the internet, and Mel included, was in some of these, it was either in Discord or in some tweets, like, she's too pure to hurt. You can't hit she Isabel.
He's an angel. Like, when I saw it, I was like, no, this better be the Animal Crossing. This better not be Smash. And then they'll drop in, like, little tidbits. I was like, come on, please not Smash, please. And then, like, you know, gets the knock on the door. You see Pete, he closely hand-delivers her invitation. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to beat up Isabel. And, like, everybody's excited. Everybody's excited. And I'm like, y'all are just... monsters, because you either gonna beat her up or you're gonna let her die because you suck.
Yeah, just so. Monsters.
Like, she deserves to be in. I have no problem with that. It's just, she's an angel, you know. I don't want to do anything to her. I love her.
I love on the banner when they added her, she's right next to Cloud and he's got this giant sword and he's like swinging it in angry face and she's doing a little party popper right next to her, you know, just like, I'm having a party.
Yeah, and like little Max like next to her too, he's like, you know, doing his little pose, you know, it's just all intimidating. It's just Isabel.
Right. What were you, how do you feel about Isabel and Smash, Eric?
I don't think she's that pure that you can't fight her. Come on.
She is. She's so nice.
I think it's fun. Her moveset is fun and quirky. I don't know if people are really gonna want to main her. I mean, maybe if she's really good, it just, you know.
Oh, people will.
She's going to be top tier.
People will.
She'll be top tier.
Because she is so popular. She's the face of Animal Crossing. So, yeah.
How do you not have Animal Crossing represented in Smash, right? I mean, you have to.
Yeah. Well, and now the question is, how many more, because she's not a clone of the villager. And so are we going to see Any other animals? I mean, there could. That's the thing with this Smash game. We could see an entire Animal Crossing DLC pack. There's so many characters to choose from, right? We could see an entire arms pack for Smash. Like it. The only thing we were talking about. I think I was talking about it with like. I think it was Super Nintendo, and it was. You know, if they're going to do DLC packs, they've got to add characters that everybody really wants with those that may not sell all that well. Like, will the arms characters be all that interesting to people? I don't know. But you mix them in with somebody and it's like, oh, yeah, I'll just buy the pack, you know.
Well, if they do it as packs and they don't sell, maybe it's not the end of the world. You know, I mean, someone will buy them. If they don't sell, they don't sell. No big deal. As long as they're just packs and not like full blown DLCs, if it's not like a seasonal DLC and it's more like just a character pack, you know, you pick the characters you want, you don't use the ones you don't, and not a big deal.
Yeah, the only thing that's frustrating about the way they did it on the Wii U, if you bought one of the individual characters, you then no longer could buy the pack. And it's like, it's still cheaper after buying two characters for me just to buy the entire DLC. And I can't do that anymore. I'd have to buy everything individually at this point. And so not a huge fan of that. I hope they don't do that again.
They will. Because otherwise they would have to have all the DLC come out pretty fast. They like to drip feed that.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise they would just do like, you can buy the DLC pack, but you're not gonna know what's in it. You know how well that's gonna go. You know, that's not gonna go over well. It's like, it's a loot box DLC. We don't know the fighters.
No. Don't definitely don't do that. No loot boxes. Don't even say that word around Smash. Although this game has enough content, people would probably be okay with it. Maybe. You never know. But lastly, we see Nook sitting at his desk with a switch on it, and he's switching his lamp on and off, and there's moving boxes. They're leaving New Leaf. Finally. It's finally happening. Or maybe that's what they packed up from Amiibo Festival. I don't know. But
they threw that in trash. They didn't bother saving any of that.
So now it all ends and it says Animal Crossing 2019, and literally my household was like, like the house was going crazy. Everybody's super excited here. You know, we're speculating on what's the limited edition Switch going to look like. Is it going to be like the white 3DS that has the fruit and the leaves on it, you know, on the Joy-Cons? And maybe the first time we see a white dock, you know, we're just having fun speculating. So much fun. In fact, my wife and I are actually doing a Animal Crossing series on YouTube. So if you guys want to check that out, we have the first episode up and just kind of talking about our hopes and dreams. But Eric, were you overjoyed?
Yeah, I mean, I liked Animal Crossing on GameCube. That was the last of the Animal Crossings I played, though. But I loved the game. I definitely will buy it day one. It's fun. It's charming. I don't know if I was overjoyed. I think the problem is I kind of expected this anyways. Mm. I think we all did to some degree. It's nice to finally have it out there. And, you know, it's like Pikmin 4. We know it's coming. It's nice that they gave us 2019. We know it's coming next year. I'll be more excited at E3 or whenever they actually show off anything about the game. You know, where is it going to be located? What cool new thing can I do in only this version of Animal Crossing? So on and so forth. How's HD Rumble going to come into play? Yeah.
Mouse.
Okay, I was excited when I saw Nook, but then he kept talking, and I was like, they're not going to show us the game. They're not going to show us the game. And they didn't. And all they gave me was a logo. It wasn't even like the full subtitle. It was just Welcome to Animal Crossing.
Right.
2019. Which I already assumed.
Right.
So I was like, okay. It's confirmed.
You just wanted a little more.
No, I want a little. I want it, like, you know, an actual look at it. Because in New Leaf, you got to be the mayor. And the one before that, you got little city stuff. So I wanted to see the new concept of this game. Because we pretty much assume it's going to look like the HD Plaza thing on the Wii U. So, you know, that's a pretty good guess. It's going to look like that. It's just, what are we doing? Like, yeah. Show me some new animals, you know? And they gave me nothing.
I mean, nothing. Probably going to be president. That's my guess. You
know? Yeah. That makes sense.
So, like, every 4 years, another villager from your town or whatever is going to run against you. You're going to have to have a debate and stuff. Can you imagine the debates in Animal Crossing?
Gosh. Like, the size of fish.
What color?
The size of bugs.
I'm going to paint Helen Square.
Right.
Blue or orange.
Right. So, I mean, these are pressing matters, you know? Like, these are pressing matters.
Yeah.
So, I'm not hype type. I'm not there yet. The next time they show off, I'll be there.
Okay. Hopefully the Video Game Awards. No, I doubt it. That's going to be Star Fox Grand Prix or whatever. So...
Or Metroid Prime, it's gonna be, but you know, it's not gonna be Animal Crossing. I mean, I would hope it to be, but you know, it's not, that's not the audience, it's not the venue. No, well, now with them dropping Animal Crossing in
2019 and Luigi's Mansion and Pokemon
and
do we get Bayonetta, do we get Metroid?
I don't know, I still think they want to do a trilogy packet for Metroid before the 4 comes out anyway.
That's right. So that's kind of immediately what I thought. Like, well, now they're selling us on Animal Crossing, Luigi's Mansion, you know, 2019's shaping out, and that's without even knowing if Bayonetta 3 is coming or Metroid. So
or fingers crossed Mario Golf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
I still think it's going to be baseball, though, because, you know, I hate baseball. So
I love that's how she decides. Oh, Super Nintendo said the pre-orders are live for the NES controllers. So there you go. Okay. If you're thinking about picking one of those up, make sure to get your pre-order now. Fortnite Bundle was announced. We're done with the Direct. We're going to wrap this thing up. Fortnite Bundle was announced. It comes with an exclusive skin that is just recolored of an old skin that you could have purchased a while ago, and it comes with 1,000 V-Bucks. It's just the red and blue Joy-Cons. This was a huge missed opportunity in my eyes. It's still going to, like, I mentioned this to my coworker today, and he's like, oh, sold. He plays on a PS4 and PC. All he had to see was that there was an exclusive skin. He's like, oh, there we go. Now I'll get a Switch. I'm like, that's what it took? Like, that's it? But, I mean, Fortnite's the only game that he plays. That's it. Hmm. And the rarer the skin. The
unfortunate thing for him is he can't link his accounts between the two. So.
No, and that's what I told. I said, there's a chance you're going to get a code that you could put on whatever your Epic account is, but you're not going to, if you're on your PS4, you're not going to get that. Then you're not going to have it on your Switch, or it's going to be stuck strictly to your Switch, you know? So he was kind of like, oh, that's kind of a bummer. So, you know, hopefully they get this stuff figured out, but what a missed opportunity for them to actually use some Nintendo licensed like assets here. Like, why not Link's glider? Why not dress up the, like, do a Link skin, do a Mario skin, do something that, you know, people would be like, oh, Fortnite on the go. And I get to look like Mario or Samus or Link. I mean, the glider for Link would be a perfect fit. Or if you're Mario and gliding in on your cape, you know, like the way he floated in Super Mario World, like, how cool would that be? Right. It's just, it's sad that it's like such a missed opportunity. So.
No, I agree completely. I don't, it's not, it's barely a bundle. I mean, you get a game that's already free. So you get a skin and some V-Bucks. Like hey, good job riding the Fortnite train. It might sell some extra systems, so that's cool. Not that I think Nintendo's having a hard time selling. I personally don't get it. So.
And Mel's had a really good point in the Discord. You remember what you said about this, Mel's, about the V-Bucks?
Oh, they're locked in. Like, if they spend money on this, that's it. They're going to want to spend money again.
Yeah, and it's enough V-Bucks to get your battle pass.
Yeah, so that's like, a season?
Yeah,
you could do a season.
That's a season. So, I mean, it's going to be less than the other bundles too. So that's going to already have some curb appeal for parents when they're looking like, oh, little Timmy wants to be able to play Fortnite.
Yeah.
This Switch comes with it, you know, because there's going to be some uninformed parents that don't even realize Fortnite is free.
Well, looks like I'll do my part and stand at my local Walmart and just let parents know, like, don't buy this bundle. You can get the game for free. So.
But they get the battle pass for free. So that's like an extra DLC for free, basically. You know? That's
what they get. I mean, hey. Yeah,
because all these other bundles you have to pay full price for. You know, this technically you gonna get something for free. Technically.
You are correct.
I do believe that is available October 5th. So, and then we had update 6.0 come out. I'm gonna pull up the patch notes real quick. Our Switches are already updated. We've already signed up for Nintendo Online. We've played some of the NES games already. You got Sal. Well, yeah, Mel's will soon. Soon. You got your save data cloud backup. User your internet connection to back. That's weird. It's misspelled on there. It's supposed to be use. It says user. Use your internet connection to backup game save data for compatible games. Some games are not compatible with save data cloud. We know.
Why are they calling it save data cloud?
I don't know.
Because I think that's literally all this thing is. It's just a backup, you know, like
I know, but save data cloud is just the weirdest way to say that.
just
cloud saves, cloud data cloud. I mean, goodness. Save data cloud.
Let's see here. So to backup save data or download a previous backup, head to system settings, data management, save data cloud backup. Nintendo Switch Online membership sold separately and Nintendo account required for online play. Not available in all countries. Internet access required for online features. Save data cloud backup available in compatible games. Terms apply. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. I was hoping that was going to tell us we're still kind of in the dark on like what happens if you lapse, right? We know that you lose your saves, but it's kind of weird what's happened. Like, Nintendo of Australia has some information on their site. Nintendo of UK has some information on their site. Nintendo of America has some information on their site. Like, why aren't they all talking to each other? Like, what is the deal with this? So we know that you don't lose it immediately. We don't know how long that is. We don't know how long that is.
Do we really know this?
I thought that's what I had read. Did you not read that?
I haven't seen anything confirming that. I think we're just assuming that it's not instantly, because that would be insane. But again, you know, what we're dealing with.
We do know this about the. There's not a lot of info, right? It's a little bit thin on information.
And it's live.
And it is live.
Yeah, it's happening. You know,
it apparently you have to check in every 7 days. For your to be able to play your NES games online. If you don't check in within 7 days, you can't play the NES games any longer.
Can I talk about that for a second? Because
can we talk about an Xbox for a second?
Hey, that's exactly what I'm saying. So Nintendo fans are literally throwing money like, you guys are giving us 30-year-old games, take $6,000, I don't care. Microsoft said they're gonna do something similar and the internet burned them to death. To where the Xbox One is still a failure. So I just don't get it. I don't get it. Why are we okay with one thing but not with another? I don't. Is it just because we expect so little out of Nintendo? Like, we just expect, like, oh, we're going to get the worst. And it's like, oh, we're giving you 20 NES games. We're like, okay. Yeah, that's That's better than I thought. Is that what that is?
I think to most people, yeah. You know, like if you're not really for these NES games, you're kind of like, what am I getting here? Kind of thing, you know? Because Josh earlier, he was like, who's golf? He's like, that's 20 games. It is not golf. You know, he's not happy now.
Even in my vlog last night, I was like, I can't wait to play golf. Yeah. The sound it made, you know? No. Nothing, no golf, but pro wrestling. A winner is you.
You're going to have to make an apology vlog.
I know.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, golf was not in the video. I'm sorry, I let all of you down.
I bought Nintendo Online because I thought N64 Josh told me golf was in it. Great. And it's not.
Oh, it sounds like somebody needs a refund then.
Yeah, I'll take care of that later. I'll buy Hello Kitty Racer again or whatever. Hello Kitty Racer. So, I mean... Yeah. Hey, I've been thinking about this a lot, right? Because I've been getting comments on YouTube videos. I've been getting people tweeting at me. I've been getting DMs about this. I've been getting Instagram stuff. Like some people are like, oh, finally, somebody that's not ranting about this thing.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest, we need more information about this. Like there needs to be more info out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of thinking that, like, I mean, Nintendo kind of took this thing back to the drawing board, right? And in a year, this is what they came back with. So I don't know the complexity of all this stuff. I have no clue. But it's like, I feel like they took it back. They're like, hey, let's add things that people are asking for. And then they did it, and then people are like, yeah, but why did we have to, like, why don't we just have this already? And it's like, well, I mean, I don't know. Are we being unreasonable with our expectations just because another company has done this that we assume that should be the norm?
Yes. But that's how consumerism works. I mean,
fair.
You know, when you're buying a Coke and you've only drank Pepsi, you're going to expect to get a cola, right? I mean, when they stepped into the arena of having a paid online service, they're instantly going to be thrown into, well, let's look at the competitors' paid online services. Theirs is not near the price, so you have to cut them a little bit of slack. But there's certain things that you just kind of expect them to be able to do. So it's bizarre that they're not. But that being said, I'm willing to give this a fair shot. I'm hoping that, you know, over the next month and the next few months, we see constant updates and it becomes, because PlayStation Plus didn't start off as hot as it is now. You know, I mean, it started off free, then it became a optionally paid service, then a paid required service, and you know they had bumps in the road too, so this is going to take time. I just, you know, they need to start showing us something, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would say there needs to be more info. Yeah. and give us, like, I feel, but see, it's one of those things, like, I almost feel like they can't seem to win here. It's not going to, everybody's like, we need cloud saves. Okay, you have cloud saves if you buy online. For less than $2 a month, you can have your cloud saves. No, that's not good enough. We need cloud saves for free. It should have been standard on the system already. Okay, I mean, I've had my DS. I've transferred the games twice between different systems. I've never had any issues. Right. The Wii U didn't have clouds. Like, we haven't had, there's, of course, there's a handful of people that have lost saves. That sucks. I'm not saying it doesn't, but like, it's still a relatively small number. And we're not dealing with any, like, there is no, like, hard drive moving parts or anything like that. Like, it's probably not as big of a risk as everybody thinks it is. So.
No, I mean, I think the biggest risk isn't a corrupt drive. I mean, the big risk is if anything happens to your Switch and you send it into Nintendo, you don't know if it's coming back with your saves or not.
Right.
So, it's pretty much gone. Yeah, and So, I mean, obviously they have a way to pull over some of them, and they've gotten better at it than they were early on. So many Zelda saves lost for no reason. Rest in peace. But for the price they're asking us, I don't think we can ask for a service compatible or comparable to Xbox Live. Xbox Live is the console standard, right? I mean, they've been at it since 2003. It's been a paid service for that long. So, you know, they're kind of the mark that everyone should be looking to hit. That doesn't mean everything they do is perfect, but that's kind of become what PlayStation was shooting for, and they're pretty close to getting now. You know, you get your PS Plus. Nintendo obviously saw that, and they're giving us the NES games. So, you know, I didn't check anything, but like I don't think I can message friends still, which is a bummer. Total bummer sauce. Just let me message people.
Well, and to kind of shut down my argument a little bit, on the DS, some of the games are saved to the cart itself, I believe. I believe. I could be mistaken on that. It could all be to the SD card, but I feel like some games it says it's going to the SD card, and some it may not. So I don't know that for sure, but I believe with the Switch, everything is saved to the system memory. There's nothing going on. There's nothing rewriting on our carts. So
yeah, I don't think anything goes back onto the carts.
Yeah. So it for me, I'm like, let's just wait and see what happens here. I talked about it in my video. Like, if you know, if you're really unhappy with this stuff after you've purchased it, everybody's going to get a survey for this. Like, everybody's going to get a survey, and it's going to be the best way for you to voice your opinion. You know, and I had somebody come at my comments and is like, I'm not going to spend any money until it is what I want it to be. And that's fine. Vote with your wallet that way. I can't not play Nintendo games online. I have to be able to do that for what I've set out to do. So I don't have an option here. And there's great value in those NES games for me. Right. That's a lot of value right there for me. So, Mels, you've been awfully quiet.
I mean, I'm not really getting anything out of this online thing aside from being able to play with my friends, because I literally just wanted it for Splatoon for the cloud saves, and now it's Xenoblade, since you know I lost some hours on that. But I don't really care about these NES games. They're fine. It's just I'm not gonna play them, and I don't really care about this messaging thing, because I'm just going to add people on Twitter and Discord. I'm fine with that.
Right.
I'm not going to buy these NES controllers, because I'm like, why would I? I'm not playing the games. So, yeah. To me, it's just a $20 fee.
You buy them and I have your controllers so I can resell them?
I can resell them myself. I don't need the extra
stuff. Yeah, but I came up with it first, Mels. Come on.
But I mean, it's my account. Only one account can do it at a time. I mean, you have yours. That's going against the rules.
Nintendo, I know. I want
to go against the rules.
Let's not. You know, let's keep it intact. You know,
we're an unofficial Nintendo podcast.
That's right. They can be my own. Maybe I save them as a backup. Like once yours, just like. If they explode or something, you know, there you go. Backup time.
No, exploding controllers are bad juju all around. So,
just make sure they don't explode while they're on your system. Just, you know, always take them off.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's true.
There you go.
That's true. So, a few other things. You can upload up to 4 album screenshots at once on supported social network services.
So glad about that.
Still only one captured video, but I mean, that's to be expected. Not the best day for 6 new Captain Toad icons, but, you know, hey, welcome. Welcome to the Switch, Captain Toad.
To be fair, I think only like 2 of them or 3 of them is actually him. Okay. So, you know, that's not as bad, but, you know.
All right. Well,
just saying.
Hopefully he can weather the storm. You can play your digital software and content on non-primary consoles by linking your Nintendo account. The term active console has been renamed Primary Console in Nintendo eShops. Playing software in multiple consoles has certain restrictions, and there is a link that you can check out if you want more details on that. That's kind of the gist of it. The rest of it's just kind of stability and that kind of stuff. The keyboard has some changes, so
stable.
Yeah, keeping it stable. Getting it stable. So, I think we're gonna call it there. We're like 1 hour and 34 minutes. Whoa! But I mean, it was a big direct. It was a big direct. So,
yeah.
Sorry, it was so long, guys. Mel, tell us where we can find you.
The Discord. That's gonna be the best because I actually talk in there. Okay. So.
Right on. Eric, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter, on the Discord, all at @HateZero. Again, Twitch, definitely expect me to do something on there at some point. I promise it's going to happen.
Keep saying that.
I know it's going to happen. I'm working on it. We're working on it. There you go.
Okay. All right. I do want to read this from Destinot real quick. It says, as a casual Switch player that only plays online occasionally, I feel like I'm losing here. I don't care about most of the features, just want to play online once in a while. Since I don't find value in the majority of the service, I won't be getting it. So now I lose out on online play. Looks like I just lost out on playing some of my games. Sad. Day.
Hold on.
And ooh. I saw this actually, and I thought it was a misprint, but Nightcrawler posted in the chat that it's $60 per NES controller.
That's insanity. And what math is two?
Yeah,
that's the 135. What math is that?
Are you looking in Canadian? Like, that's crazy. Oh, with tax. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We don't do tax.
I don't have tax here.
Wow. We always do the baseline, you know.
That's insanity. That takes that from a begrudging purchase to a, I can't say the words on this family-friendly show.
You can say baloney. You can say that's baloney.
It is total baloney. My baloney has a first name. It's Nintendo.
That's more than Joy-Cons with Rumble and Gyro controls. I can't believe that. That's crazy. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at N64Josh. You can at me and yell at me for all this stuff if you want. Like, if you need somebody to yell at about Nintendo's poor decision with the controllers. You know, it's cool. It's cool. Wow. You can follow this show at NPowerCast. Show notes can be found at n64josh.com/npc129. You can email us at npc@n64josh.com. If you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/npc. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat. It's automatically save $10 at checkout. Thank you guys so much for listening. Come join our Discord, n64josh.com/discord. We do have a Facebook group, n64josh.com/Facebook group. And lastly, guys, if you could rate and review on iTunes, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. We're getting so close to 200 reviews. We still want to try to hit that 5-star. So if you like this show, show us a little bit of love on iTunes. I'd greatly appreciate it. Share this with a friend. We love you guys. We'll see you in the next one. Bye now.